plasma windows. As noted above, if a gas is heated to a high enough temperature, thereby creating a plasma, it can be molded and shaped by magnetic and electrical fields. It can, for example, be shaped in the form of a sheet or window. Moreover, this plasma window can be used to separate a vacuum from ordinary air. In principle, one might be able to prevent the air within a spaceship from leaking out into space, thereby creating a convenient, transparent interface between outer space and the spaceship. In the Star Trek TV series, such a force field is used to separate the shuttle bay, containing small shuttlecraft, from the vacuum of outer space. Not only is it a clever way to save money on props, but it is a device that is possible. The plasma window was invented by physicist A.D. Hershkovich in 1995 at the Brookhaven National Laboratory in Long Island, New York. He developed it to solve the problem of how to weld metals using electron beams. A welder's acetylene torch uses a blast of hot gas to melt and then weld metal pieces together. But a beam of electrons can weld metals faster, cleaner, and more cheaply than ordinary methods. The problem with electron beam welding, however, is that it needs to be done in a vacuum. This requirement is quite inconvenient because it means creating a vacuum box that may be as big as an entire room. Dr. Hershkovich invented the plasma window to solve this problem. Only 3 feet high and less than 1 foot in diameter, the plasma window heats gas to 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit, creating a plasma that is trapped by electric and magnetic fields. These particles exert pressure, as in any gas, which prevents air from rushing into the vacuum chamber, thus separating air from the vacuum. When one uses argon gas in the plasma window, it glows blue, like the force field in Star Trek. The plasma window has wide applications for space travel and industry. Many times, manufacturing processes need a vacuum to perform microfabrication and dry etching for industrial purposes, but working in a vacuum can be expensive. But with the plasma window, one can cheaply contain a vacuum with the flick of a button. But can the plasma window also be used as an impenetrable shield? Can it withstand a blast from a cannon? In the future, one can imagine a plasma window of much greater power and temperature, sufficient to damage or vaporize incoming projectiles. But to create a more realistic force field, like that found in science fiction, one would need a combination of several technologies stacked in layers. Each layer might not be strong enough alone to stop a cannonball, but the combination might suffice. The outer layer could be a supercharged plasma window, heated to temperatures high enough to vaporize metals. A second layer could be a curtain of high-energy laser beams. This curtain, containing thousands of crisscrossing laser beams, would create a lattice that would heat up objects that pass through it, effectively vaporizing them. I will discuss lasers further in the next chapter. And behind this laser curtain, one might envision a lattice made of carbon nanotubes, tiny tubes made of individual carbon atoms that are one atom thick and that are many times stronger than steel. Although the current world record for a carbon nanotube is only about 15 millimeters long, one could envision a day when we might be able to create carbon nanotubes of arbitrary length. Assuming that carbon nanotubes can be woven into a lattice, they could create a screen of enormous strength, capable of repelling most objects. The screen would be invisible, since each carbon nanotube is atomic in size, but the carbon nanotube lattice would be stronger than any ordinary material. So, via a combination of plasma window, laser curtain, and carbon nanotube screen, one might imagine creating an invisible wall that would be nearly impenetrable by most means. Yet even this multi-layered shield would not completely fulfill all the properties of a science fiction force field, because it would be transparent and therefore incapable of stopping a laser beam. In a battle with laser cannons, the multi-layered shield would be useless. To stop a laser beam, the shield would also need to possess an advanced form of photochromatics. This is the process used in sunglasses that darken by themselves upon exposure to UV radiation. Photochromatics are based on molecules that can exist in at least two states. In one state, the molecule is transparent. But when it is exposed to UV radiation, it instantly changes to the second form, which is opaque. One day, we might be able to use nanotechnology to produce a substance as tough as carbon nanotubes that can change its optical properties when exposed to laser light. In this way, a shield might be able to stop a laser blast, as well as a particle beam or cannon fire. At present, however, photochromatics that can stop laser beams do not exist.